Summing up, the cardiovascular apparatus. The cardiovascular apparatus transports and permits exchange of substances between the blood and the interstitial fluid. In mammals, this is a closed system. In the vascular system of vertebrates, the blood flows within arteries, arterioles, and capillary beds from the heart to the organs, and is then drained and returned to the heart by flowing through venules and veins. Two distinct circuits are formed. The pulmonary circulation oxygenates blood and eliminates CO2, while the systemic circulation distributes oxygen and nutrients to the cells and collects CO2 and other wastes. The heart is divided into two atria, where the blood arrives, and two ventricles, which the blood departs from. Four valves are present in the heart: two atrioventricular valves, the tricuspid and the bicuspid, and two semilunar valves between the ventricles and the arteries. The right ventricle pumps deoxygenated blood into the lungs via the pulmonary artery, where it is oxygenated and returned to the left atrium through the pulmonary vein. The blood then passes into the left ventricle and from the heart into the aorta, which branches into increasingly smaller vessels, and then passes into the veins and returns to the right atrium by way of the superior vena cava and the inferior vena cava. Blood vessels. Arteries carry the blood from the heart to the tissues and have thick, elastic walls to resist pressure. Veins bring the blood back to the heart by contraction of the skeletal muscles, and venous valves prevent the blood from flowing in the wrong direction. Capillaries are intermediate between arterioles and veins. They have thin walls, and blood passes through them slowly to permit exchange of substances with the interstitial fluid. The heart. The heart wall is made up of three layers of tissue: the epicardium, outer epithelium, the myocardium, cardiac muscle tissue, and the endocardium, internal epithelium. The heart is connected to the sternum and the diaphragm by the pericardium, epicardium, and outer serous membrane. The myocardium receives nutrients and oxygen from the coronary arteries. The heart pushes the blood into the arteries by contracting systole and then distends diastole to be filled again. A complete sequence of contraction and relaxation constitutes the cardiac cycle. A cardiac cycle starts with contraction of the atria in unison as a result of the electrical impulse generated in the sinoatrial node. The signal then propagates by means of a conduction system, which includes the atrioventricular node, the bundle of His, and the Purkinje fibers. Exchanges and regulation. Most exchanges between blood and interstitial fluid occur through capillary walls, and this process is influenced by blood pressure and osmotic pressure acting in opposition. Distribution of blood into the capillaries is regulated by the arterioles, which limit or increase blood supply to the capillary beds by way of the precapillary sphincters. If the O2 concentration in a tissue is too low, the sphincters are released and more blood flows into the tissue, hyperemia. A control center in the brainstem regulates the heart rate and blood vessel constriction by signals sent from pressure receptors, or baroreceptors, and chemoreceptors. Blood. Blood is made up of cells, formed elements, suspended in plasma, an aqueous solution of ions, proteins, nutritional substances, and waste, respiratory gases, and hormones. The percentage of formed elements is called the hematocrit. Erythrocytes, red blood cells, contain a hemoglobin that transports oxygen. Erythrocytes are biconcave in shape and are lacking a nucleus. Their shape increases surface area, and their production is regulated by erythropoietin. The various types of leukocytes, white blood cells, fight infection and prevent the growth of cancer cells. Platelets, together with fibrinogen, are activated to form the clots needed to repair an injured blood vessel.